pod. Breaking all these things is the ease of heart. Heavy is the head that just wears the crown. Every little girl wants the royal gown. I swear they looking at the magazines. Look at what they practicing. Captains with that Everdeen, boy, boy. Looking at the arrow shoe. You don't need a parachute. This is just another thing, girl, girl. But judging by the grade, they could sure divide. Cause every problem in the shade only multiplies. Yeah, judging by your fantasy, this is where you wanna be. This is what you say you need, girl, girl. Castle with a couple nights, servants working overtime. This is not a better life, boy, boy.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it till it all falls. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it till it all falls. Focus on the beauty, baby. Don't you feel so guilty, baby? Cause the beast will bite you. 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 Focus on the beauty, baby. Don't you feel so guilty, baby? Cause the beast will bite you.
Hello, hello, hello.
Good morning.
This is the Pegasus Patent Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. I'm Katie.
And I'm Claire.
And we are here on a beautiful Friday morning.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was nicer yesterday, I would say.
Really?
Yeah. Well. It's nice and warm today.
Warm. It is. It is very warm.
It's kind of sunny.
I am in shorts and a t-shirt. This is very exciting.
Yeah.
Very new.
Breaking out the summer clothes, which I really appreciate.
Breaking out the summer clothes and the jumbo Prospies.
Oh, boy.
Honestly, I think there are more Prospies on campus right now than there are students.
For those listening who don't go to Tufts, Prospie is an abbreviation for prospective student. So this is when all of the prospective students who have been admitted to Tufts but are not sure that they're coming to Tufts are invited to spend the day at Tufts.
Or an overnight.
Or even overnight so that they can get the full Tufts experience.
So that means better food in the dining halls, but dining halls. And lots of events.
If you are a Prospie, it's very overwhelming. I hated my jumbo days. It was very stressful.
I liked mine. Like, it was pretty good.
It was scary.
Honestly, after my jumbo days, I wasn't sure. Like, I loved the school, but I wasn't sure. And it took me another visit to another school that I realized I didn't really want to go to.
Oh,
that made me miss Tufts.
That you liked Tufts better.
Yeah.
So sometimes you do have to check them all out if possible.
But yeah, Tufts is great. Come. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just please leave after today.
Please leave. Oh my gosh.
It's so crowded. And y'all walk so slow.
I know.
Along with those little folders,
and they all that's how you know they all got their name tags and they all got the folder and they all walk really really slowly and I'm trying to get
their
places.
Heads are turning, you know, they're taking it all in and I'm like, okay, yeah, I have to go to
and
class.
You're like,
now.
Oh yeah, woo, like you're a senior, you don't have to worry about anything versus
get to college.
I have three exams next week and a project due on Sunday, so I don't have time for this.
Yeah, for those of you who also still don't go to Tufts, finals week is approaching. It's crunch time.
It is crunch time. But yeah, it's weird. Reading period, last year, for those of you who don't know, we had a huge snowstorm. If you live in this area, you would remember that very clearly. But Tufts, we had 5 snow days, which is crazy, but they got rid of our reading period. We didn't have a reading period. We had a reading day, which is weird because this year
we got three days,
but my finals don't start until 8 days after the last day of classes.
Really?
Because the first day of finals is the Friday, and then we have a weekend. So my finals,
you have so much
my
time.
First finals on the 10th, and I get out on the 2nd. Everybody gets out on the 2nd.
What are you going to do for 8 days?
I have absolutely no idea. We can go to Sky Zone.
My last assignment is actually on the 4th, so I'm done before finals even start.
Okay. Yeah. I hate you a little bit right now,
yeah,
but
that's
fine.
I accept that. I understand that.
Can we go to Sky Zone? We're going to go to Sky Zone.
Yeah. I think we talked about this last time.
I've got 8 days, so we're going to go to Sky Zone.
Yeah, we can go to Sky Zone 8 times if we really wanted to. Although that'd be pretty exhausting.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know and weren't listening last time,
we're going to go to
Sky Zone. Not listening. And Sky Zone is one of those big rooms with trampolines.
Bounce.
Yeah, and you just jump around. It's good cardio.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Yeah. There's been a lot of, like, this is such a tangent. I don't know how I thought of this.
Okay.
There's been a lot of shows around campus.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on campus this weekend. We can talk about it.
Yeah. I mean, tonight, last weekend, I went to, like, three different shows.
Yeah, you can go with last weekend, and I'll talk about what's happening.
Last weekend, well, one of my housemates is in Enchanted, which is an a cappella group that only sings Disney songs, and it's wonderful.
They're great. It's really cute.
They're actually, yeah, they're pretty good. Like, they have come very far, and the show was incredible on Friday, so that was really fun. And then Saturday, Sarah Band performed, and my roommate is on the ballroom team, and so they performed as well. And so, yeah, those were my shows. It was very exciting.
That's exciting. I didn't realize you'd gone to Sarah Band.
Yeah, they were good. They were good. I mean, they're always good. They're very talented. SOC guest performed too. I love SOC.
Yeah, their show is coming up soon too. But this weekend, tonight, S Factor, another a cappella group, is having their show. I'm going.
Oh my gosh.
Really incredibly amazing.
Oh,
their shows
they're
are so
really good.
Much fun. They have a really good energy. So y'all should come out to that. I think
what
it's
time
at Goddard
is that
at 8.
Goddard at 8. Goddard has amazing acoustics. So
yeah,
like,
it gets really hot in there though, which is kind of unfortunate.
I will not be able to go, unfortunately.
Oh, that's too bad.
But
you'll be finishing your projects.
No, my dad got Celtics tickets.
Oh, nice.
Celtics tickets.
Well, okay.
I haven't seen my family in a while,
the
so they're coming up. He managed to get them at the last minute because prices went down. So
cool. That's very exciting.
Well, so it's very
Katie
exciting.
Katie will be in Boston watching.
I will be in Boston,
but I will be in Goddard watching S Factor. So if anyone wants to come,
both very exciting events.
You know, and then tomorrow TDC is this weekend.
Yes,
Tufts Dance Collective.
Yes,
I'm not going to that though.
I forgot to get a ticket. Unfortunately,
those go fast.
They go super fast.
Show.
I'm bummed because one of my friends is in it, but.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? But yeah, TDC is cool. For those of you who don't know, it stands for Tufts Dance Collective. Basically, anybody can do it, which makes for an interesting experience.
It's based not really on dance performance.
It's just about like having fun and dancing, even though
and getting
you
to
can't
know
dance.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And then the week after that, should we bump our own show.
Yeah, we should bump our own show.
Yeah, come see Katie and I dance.
Dance in TBT.
Yeah.
Tufts Burlesque Troupe.
Yeah. That is on Monday.
Yeah, the last day of classes.
Yeah, Monday, May 2nd.
The day after Spring Fling, actually.
The day after. Oh, yeah. First Spring Fling is on Sunday, but I feel like if you haven't already gotten your ticket to that, then you're not going.
Yeah. Actually, last opportunity.
I don't know if it's sold out.
No. You can spring with Spring Fling.
Spring Fling, yeah.
No, everybody gets a ticket. I'm pretty sure, if you're a tough student, but you have to get it by Thursday, April 28th. I'm pretty sure. Otherwise, you have to pay $30.
Because they want to know maybe how many people are going.
Yeah, and I think it's just another opportunity for them to make some money.
Yeah, that's also true for the last minute.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, that's going to be a real fun time.
I'm excited. There was some controversy about it, but like I'm ultimately very excited
gonna
for
be
it.
Fun, yeah. And then on next Friday, maybe we could talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, but then the day after that is Tufts Burlesque Troupe.
Which
tickets
is
are
wonderful.
Free, but they also sell out very quickly.
Yes.
Sell out, not really selling.
I don't know when the tickets are coming out. I think
that's a good question.
Next week.
I think sometime next week. Keep your eyes open. Mm-hmm. They'll be in Cohen Box Office.
It's wonderful. It's such a good show. There's a ton of people in the group. I think there's like 250 of us.
Yeah, but we saw the show when we were at our dress rehearsal on Wednesday, and I can personally attest that it's amazing.
Yes,
it's a
lot of fun. Very, very good.
So why don't you come?
Yeah. It's wonderful. Oh. I'm super excited.
We just promoed like five different campus groups. Like,
it's Pegasus Fashion Show is officially also. The advertising agency of Tufts.
Yeah.
What? Really, also?
It's public radio.
Claire has something to say.
Yeah, what? Oh, I was just going to say, also, our show is great.
The oh, yeah, our show is great. Right listen now. To our show. Feel free to publicize our show. But, yeah, so I guess we can segue it back to some more music. How's that sound?
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Yeah, let's do some play more music. Some more. Sounds good.
She was a stunner, riding high, and I got low. Ranking others, couldn't see what she was worth. On the party, behind the sunrise in the night, a month of July. So far, and we end up in this
is going to the beat. And everything is going to the beat. And everything is going.
Ah. to love me like you do. Love me like you do. Love me like you do. Touch me like you do. Touch me like you do. Love me like you do. Love me like you do. You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I wanna touch.
I don't wanna be needing you.
Never knew that it could mean so much.
I just wanna be deep in
so much. You're the fear, I don't care, 'cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past our satellites.
'Cause I really don't care where you are.
You can see the world you brought to life.
I just wanna be there with
you. Life.
Your sugar,
love me like you do.
Yes, please,
love me like you do.
Won't you come and put it down on me?
Love me like you do.
I'm right here.
Touch me like you do.
'Cause I need
me like you do.
Little love.
We're back with a PSA from Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes. Dial 911 for emergencies. Are you a student living off campus? Do you know what number to dial in case of an emergency? To ensure that you get police, fire, or medical help quickly and most efficiently if you are off campus, dial 911. Although dialing your college's public safety number will eventually send emergency services, there may be a delay in getting the needed resources to you. Those seconds may be extremely important if it means life or death. So, if you have an off-campus emergency, dial 911. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Very important.
Yeah, I didn't really think of that, but Katie and I are both living off-campus next year.
Yeah.
So it's really important to, like, realize what to do in case of an emergency, mm-hmm. because you're not really, you're sort of a tough student,
but yeah.
you're not living in the dorm, so you gotta take care of yourself, and that yeah. means calling 911.
Yep, very important.
So you're welcome for that one.
911's always a good option because it's an easy number to remember. Yeah. Like, even if you are, yeah, like, even if you are on Tufts campus, like, if you're in trouble and need to call, like, and you can only remember 911, call 911 faster than trying to find the number for TUPD. Like,
probably
it's
probably true.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, that's just my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Oh, let's do a song recap.
Tell us what the songs were.
So, all right. So, the first song we played was Castles by Appleby and Elias Abid. Stunner.
Okay.
I don't know if I pronounced that right.
I'm, I don't think I,
my apologies. Abid, maybe.
Anyway.
Anyways, the next one was a good old throwback, Stunner by Milky Chance. And then we had Sleepyhead by Passion Pit. First song I ever played on this radio, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a big throwback, right?
That's
yeah.
I almost said 2 years ago. That's not accurate. It was a year ago.
Year and a half ago.
Yeah. No, a year ago.
A year ago.
Well,
a year.
Year
and a half ago.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And then we had Cool by Alesso featuring Roy English. And then we had a mashup by Megan Davies of See You Again, Love Me Like You Do, and Sugar. Which is super
that was
cool.
Interesting. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah. She really like meshed it all together. I feel like some mashups, it's hard. It's hard to do them right, but I feel like she did that one well. Just like acoustically and sounded good and wasn't too overwhelming. So.
Yeah, they all blended. It all sounded like
one song. Yeah, it all sounded one song. It's good. It was good.
Yes.
But anyways.
Yes.
So finals week is coming up.
Yes.
What is your favorite way to de-stress and relax?
Oh, wow.
Claire, putting you on the spot.
Actually, exercise is a big one for me.
Mm, yeah.
I always feel better after I, like, work out or go to the gym.
Yeah, same.
Even if it's something small, you know, like going for a walk or something like that is very...
Yeah.
Helpful. Or a bike ride.
Getting outside for me is like really helpful. Do you rent, do you use Tufts Bikes? Do you rent Tufts Bikes?
I've never used Tufts Bikes before. Mm-hmm. I've signed their waiver, so I can technically use Tufts Bikes, but I've never done that before. I've heard good things, like relative to the fact that like they're, you know, like rental bikes, so they're not really super high quality. Mm-hmm. But I've heard some people really like it.
I love going on bike rides, so I always do it a lot when I'm at home because we have really good bike paths that cut through like the woods.
Yeah.
Because I'm from a kind of like a rural area. but yeah, no, it's really fun to go biking. I love exercise. Exercise is really good. Just trying to get like a lot of sleep too and just like some time for yourself is important.
Yeah.
Go to all the fun shows that are happening.
Yeah, de-stress with one of the fun weekend activities.
Yeah. I think it's cool how everyone is like putting their stuff up too. Apparently, Jumbo Days has like a big super show for all the Prosbys.
Yeah, I think that already happened.
Yeah, it happened last night.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's lots of student groups doing performances.
I want your opinion on this. I had one prospective student who was lost and confused, and I helped her, and she was like, oh, this campus is so big. It's so overwhelming.
It's
and I was like, Although
I understand that it feels large when you don't know it, and then when you get to know it, you realize it's actually pretty small.
Yeah, it's like pretty small. I mean, I feel like with like 574 and all of that, it makes sense.
Yeah,
like it is expanding.
Going from one end to another, you know, like if you had to go from like, let's say Lewis, which is on one end, to like the gym, that's pretty far.
Yeah, yeah.
But like most of the time, you're not walking that far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So most destinations are within 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Which is nice. I think it's like good. I mean, there's lots of hills, so that's always an adventure.
It does, it's contained, but it doesn't feel too small. That's what I would say. I think it's a good size.
Yeah.
If it was bigger, I would just complain about how far away everything was.
Yeah, see, like, I'm from Connecticut, and a bunch of my friends go to UConn, and I went up and visited them, and it is gigantic.
Is that one of those places where you have to take a shuttle just to get around the campus?
They have a shuttle to get around campus. It takes an hour and a half to make a full loop.
Oh, my God!
Well, I think the shuttle is also, like, super slow and inefficient, but at the same time. And so many people have, like, scooters and cars.
Scooters.
You, like, when you need, like...
You can't
walk. You have to have a bike or a scooter or a car to get around campus.
That's crazy.
It's
See,
like,
I really
it's
like
so
being
large.
Able to just walk everywhere.
Yeah.
Because a bike, like, I would use a bike if I had one, but I don't need it.
Yeah.
It's nice to just not have to worry about it.
I might bring my bike up next year.
I probably will, too. A lot of people who live off campus have bikes because you end up a little further away from things.
But at the same time, it's really not that bad.
Yeah. Even off-campus housing is, like, on, like, a five-minute walk from campus.
Yeah.
So.
But, yeah, well, you know.
Yeah.
I was curious.
I definitely think it has felt smaller since getting to know it better.
Mm-hmm. True. I'm also much more comfortable with it.
Yeah.
There's so much construction going on though. Like
it's exhausting.
Just looking at all of it's like, a lot. But what are you gonna do?
True.
All right, so should we play some more music?
Yeah.
Segue back into some of Claire's picks. Oh,
thanks. Ooh. I hope that you guys like them.
All right, I'm sure we will.
They jive with Katie's.
In December, drinking hot chata, I'd look psychotic in a balaclava. Winter's cold is too much to handle. Pinch of crabs, the pinch at your sandals. In December, drinking horchata, look down your glasses at that aranciada. With lips and teeth to ask how my day went, boots and fists to pound on the pavement. Here comes a feeling you thought you'd forgotten, just to sit in sidewalks to walk out. You'd remember drinking horchata, you'd still enjoy it with your foot on the side. Winter's cold is too much to handle. Pinch of crabs, the pinch at your sandals. Here comes a feeling you thought you'd forgotten, just to sit inside.
Just to sit inside walls. into the Blue Lagoon. down the freeway. dancing next year in Jerusalem. You know, the one at 103rd and Broadway. Because this Orthodox girl fell in love with the guy at the falafel shop. And why not? Should she have averted her eyes and just stared at the laminated poster of the Dome of the Rock?
Of holy days in Tarrytown and Rye. I don't wanna live like this, but I don't wanna die. Don't insist to tell her how to quit, better try. I don't wanna live like this, but I don't wanna die. I've never seen of holy days in Tarrytown and Rye. I don't wanna live like this, but I don't wanna die.
Sais-tu ce qu'il m'a dit, Polo? Ou que son petit doigt lui dit, plutôt? Quand ce dernier se lève, c'est qu'une coquille de rêve est sortie de l'eau. Et là il chante.
Polo aime les moules frites, sans frites et sans maillot. Polo aime les moules frites, sans frites et sans maillot.
Sa table, il boit toujours un verre de blanc pour oublier l'exécrable sur et si âcre bout de l'océan. Et il est tellement agile, Polo, qu'il ne doit même pas supplier. Et c'est à chaque fois si facile, mais cette fois-ci, elle est un peu moins fragile que ce que Polo imagine. Mais du moment qu'elle criait,
Polo aime les moules. Frites sans maillot, Polo aime les moules frites, sans frites sans maillot.
Mais il aurait dû s'en méfier, Polo, car on ne sait où elle s'est baignée, plutôt. Comme elle était contaminée, Polo ne chantera plus, ou peut-être une fois enterré. Polo, on chantera tous.
Polo aime les moules frites, sans frites et sans maillot.
À toi, Polo.
Polo aime les moules frites.
On chantera tous pour
sans
toi.
Sans frites et sans maillot.
Yo.
Now I work to bring my family stateside.
And we are back for our final goodbye of the show, or our first goodbye of the show.
First goodbye, but also the final goodbye, because there's only one goodbye.
Yay. All right.
Thank you for listening to the Pegasus Pageant Show on WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah, it's been great. Quick recap of the songs. Yeah. Claire, if you want to recap them.
Yeah. Okay. So for my portion, first I played Horchata by Vampire Weekend. Then Dancing at the Blue Lagoon by Cayucas. I played something like that one last time also. Then Tripping Down the Freeway by Weezer, which is kind of a throwback.
Good throwback.
Phoenix with Listomania.
Love them.
More Vampire Weekend with Fingerback. Strome with Moule Frite. And which just means mussels and french fries. French is exciting.
That's wonderful.
And Take a Walk by Passion Pit. So we had some doubling up there. I hope you guys don't mind, but yeah. I think we went for like a light poppy summer vibe, and I think we really pulled it off, in my opinion.
I think it's great.
I hope you enjoyed it also.
Yeah, I hope you guys liked it. We had some fun playing some fun music. Yeah. Go enjoy the great weather.
Yeah, have fun. Warm. Spend some time outside.
Yeah, have a great weekend, guys. This is the Pegasus Pageant Show.
Yeah, this is our final goodbye.
Until next week.
We'll be back next week.
We'll be back. Don't worry. All right. Sounds good. Okay.